Now, the rest of the story. The International Inventors Foundation is a 2,000-member organization based in Tarzana, California, and each year they select the Inventor of the Year. Last year, 1986, October 18, the group's annual awards luncheon was held at the Odyssey Restaurant in the San Fernando Valley, and accepting their highest honor, their so-called Kiwi Award, which is the foundation's Oscar, was Daniel Lewis Fowler. The presentation had begun. It was time for Fowler to stand and make his acceptance speech. A tall, dignified man did stand, approached the microphone. "My name is Daniel Fowler," he began, but he was not the inventor, Daniel Fowler. He was a stand-in. The Inventor of the Year was not there to receive his honor, unavoidably detained, but he had arranged for someone to accept his award in his place and in his name. And this, well, this is the rest of the story. Before April of 1984, Dan Fowler was no inventor at all. But then he got this idea for beverage mix contained inside a drinking straw. It seemed such an obvious concept, but Dan checked. And though inventors had attempted such a design before, the results had been less than satisfactory, so quickly he sketched a description in his notebook. "We'll provide a compact and portable means of storing and consuming almost any beverage on the commercial market today." He went on to describe what was essentially a normal drinking straw. "It looks like a normal drinking straw, but it has a powdered concentrate inside near the center of the straw. Hot or cold water could be added, would pass through the straw, dissolve the mixture. The revolutionary aspect of Dan's design was the use of two dissolving interior surfaces instead of one, surfaces which would enable the manufacturer to control the dissolution rate of the drink product." Excitedly, Dan listed the various beverages applicable: teas and coffees, soups and sodas, fruit juices and medications, vitamin drinks and cocktails. He relished the broad spectrum of prospective customers: campers and hunters, hikers and soldiers, astronauts and athletes, hospital patients and junk food junkies. And the best thing that could have happened happened. The working model worked. The working model worked. Now you could just suck on an ordinary drinking straw dipped into some water, and what would come through would taste like whatever: tea or coffee, soup or soda, fruit juice, vitamin drinks. You know, Daniel Lewis Fowler became the Inventor of the Year. I told you that he was so named by the International Inventors Foundation. Well, now you know the invention that won him that honor. He could not personally accept the award last October 18. A substitute had to accept it for him, a stand-in for the now famous inventor. For Dan's invention and research and development, in fact, all of the honors subsequent, have taken place during the last 3 years, while Dan Fowler, for larceny, has been serving 15 years in the Idaho State Prison. And now you know the rest of the story.